Good morning. This is WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 47 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden goes to the battleground state of Wisconsin today to unveil his latest student debt relief plan that could benefit millions.
Sources say unlike the sweeping plan struck down by the courts, this one would require borrowers to fall into specific categories, such as financial hardship or holding debt that because of interest is now bigger than the amount originally borrowed. The president's to announce the plan in Madison, Wisconsin, a crucial election battleground state. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It was 6 months Sunday since the Hamas sneak attack on Israel that led to that country prosecuting a war that's killed 33,000 Palestinians. We got word from Cairo of noticeable progress on several sticking points in negotiations on a ceasefire and hostage release. The negotiators to return to Cairo later in the week. U.S. Central Command announced Air Force C-130 transports airdropped 38,000 meals provided by Jordan into Gaza on Sunday. This is ABC News. The head of the aid group that lost seven members in what Israel Defense Forces call an accidental airstrike in Gaza is calling for accountability.
World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres telling ABC's This Week that Israel's own explanation for the deadly drone strike on his aid workers is not enough.
I'm requesting Israel, I'm requesting Prime Minister, I'm requesting IDF that this investigation and many others should be done right. Should be done in an independent way.
And this message to President Biden.
You can be a friend of Israel, and at the same time, you can be telling your partner in the Middle East, you cannot be conducting war in such a way.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
At the multiplexes, Godzilla Kong, the new empire, raked in another $31 million to repeat as the nation's top movie. The India-set revenge thriller Monkey Man did $10 million worth of business, good for second place. The First Omen struggled in its debut. $8 million in tickets, settling into fourth place. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, a high of 64 degrees, mild with a bit breezy conditions and a mix of clouds and sun, southeast to southwest winds at 8 to 16. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, just a slight chance of a shower, a low of 40, southwest winds at 5 to 9 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high of 60, Tuesday night cloudy and 38, Wednesday partly cloudy and unseasonably warm with a high up to 68. Thursday, showers likely, a high of 59, and Friday, light rain in the morning, decreasing clouds in the afternoon with a high of 57 expected. In Richland Center, yesterday some rain, 16 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation. We hit a high of 48 on Sunday. Rise and shine time right now. Actually, we've been up to 49 already, back down to 47 degrees as we start out today's broadcast day officially Monday, April 8th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled the land of
I'm going to lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my burden down by the riverside. I'm going to study war no more. Ain't going to study war no more. Ain't going to study war no more. Ain't going to study war no more. I'm going to meet my dear mother down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna meet my dear mother down by the riverside. I'm gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Dear father, down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna meet my dear father down by the riverside. I'm gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Gonna meet my dear Jesus down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna meet my dear Jesus down by the riverside. I'm gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside. I'm gonna study war no more. Ain't 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 gonna study war no more.
We start the day in a positive way. That was Alabama, down by the riverside. Before that, the River Valley Chamber Singers and our national anthem rendition for today. Good morning, kids. It's 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. You'll be probably hearing a lot about the eclipse today. Parts of Wisconsin will see that. I'm told that we might notice a little bit of it, too. Kind of the lights dimming a little bit today. Initially, I think when I was reading about it a few months ago, they were saying that it wouldn't affect us. But it sounds like southeastern Wisconsin with the best view of it, and then the rest of us maybe we'll get a little glimpse of something changing, especially with it going to be a little bit clearer today with a mix of clouds and sun later today. Well, we're here for you today, the old Light in the Milk House show, as we get the chores started this morning. This is Ronnie Millsap on a Monday morning.
Am I losing you? Are my fears coming true? How I wish I knew. Am I losing you? Is your love really true? Is there somebody new? Tell me what to do. Am I losing you? Am I too blind to see what's been happening to me? Every road has a bend. Will I be sweetheart or friend? for somebody new. Tell me what to do. Am I losing you? For somebody new. Tell me what to do. Am I losing you?
Make it all right.
We'll make it all right.
From Monday morning to Friday night.
Oh, those lonely weekends.
Since you left me.
Since you left me.
I'm as lonely as I can be.
Oh, those lonely weekends.
Said you'd be.
Hope it wasn't a lonely weekend for you. Nope. Charlie Rich on WRCO Radio. Coming up, we'll check sports scores and information on how it went this weekend. The Brewers, pretty good weekend, absolutely. The Bucks, man, they continue to struggle. We'll have more coming up in a few minutes.
I walk down past the courthouse square, three blocks or maybe four, running to my old friend there that runs a handy hardware store. I said, morning, Lonnie, what's a good word? He said, Abraham Lincoln, Lone Ranger, Mickey Mouse, and I'm sold out of flagpoles. I popped the top of a soda pop, laid a quarter on the bar. I said, said inflation is a dirty dog. A payday sure ain't going far. Liberty, said Lonnie, e pluribus unum, in God we trust, and I'm sold out of flagpoles. I said, hey Lonnie, did you see Evel Knievel jumping on TV? Jumped 13 buses with his machine. Reckon he could jump 14. No doubt, said Lonnie, winners keep on winning, even losers win sometime, and I'm sold out of flagpoles. Ain't this been a year, I said, for frost and blight and flood and drought, twice as many tornadoes, reckon it's all caused by fallout. Nah, it's a season, said Lonnie, they change, wind's gonna blow, always did, and I'm sold out of flagpoles. Hey, what you think about the sheriff's daughter running off with the preacher's son? The sheriff's wife had to hold him back from going after them with his gun. Boys and girls, said Lonnie, we'll get together, everything's normal, and I'm sold out of flagpoles. And I'm sold out of flagpoles.
Johnny Cash on the Bill Cow Show, 517 on a Monday morning. A reminder that due to conflicts, VFW Auxiliary 1267 Richland Center meeting has been canceled for tonight and moved to another night, actually. The UW Richland Alumni Association seeking nominations for the 24 Outstanding Alumni. Eligibility is that the nominee has attended either Richland County College or UW Richland. It's important they show qualities of leadership and dedication in professional and or community service. More information, you can contact Alumni President Kathy Granger at 608-489-3629 or email fairladykkg@yahoo.com. Reminders from our community calendar today here on the radio. Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's a time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. The salute to our farm families is provided by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. William Contreras hit two home runs. Willie Adames also homered, and the Brewers pounded the Mariners 12-4. Contreras finished with four hits and five RBIs. He hit his first homer off Seattle starter Emerson Hancock in the second inning and connected on his second shot off third baseman Josh Rojas, who pitched the eighth inning. The Brewers had 14 hits. Colin Ray went six innings and allowed seven hits, including RBI singles, and it actually went in the win column for Colin Ray yesterday and the Brewers. Elsewhere in interleague play, Pittsburgh 3-2 over Baltimore, and Tampa Bay was a 3-2 winner over Colorado. In the National League, Atlanta 5-2 over Arizona, Washington 3, Philadelphia 2. The Mets 3-1 over Cincinnati, Miami beat St. Louis 10-3, Cubs 8, Dodgers 1, San Francisco 3-2 over San Diego. In the American League, Cleveland at Minnesota, postponed. Oakland was a winner, 7-1 over Detroit. It was Kansas City 5, the White Sox 3, Yankees 8, Toronto 3, Boston 12-2 over the Angels, and Houston 3-1 over Texas. In the NBA last night, Jalen Brunson scored 43, and the Knicks surged in the second half to win 122-109 and hand the Bucks their fourth consecutive loss. Elsewhere, the Clippers 120, Cleveland 118, Dallas won in overtime over Houston 147-136, Indiana 117, Miami 115, Boston 124, Portland 107, Orlando 113, Charlotte 98, Oklahoma City over Charlotte. It was a final score of 121-118. Orlando beat Chicago 113-98. Also, New York 122 and the Bucks 109, as mentioned, and a couple of overtimes for Philadelphia over San Antonio, 133-126. Minnesota beat the Lakers, 127-117. Coach Dawn Staley and South Carolina completed their perfect season, ending Caitlin Clark's historic college career with an 87-75 win over Iowa in the NCAA Women's Championship game yesterday. UConn and Purdue have dominated this year's NCAA tournament. They're set to meet for the national championship in men's basketball coming up tonight. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
22 minutes after 5 o'clock, it's officially time to start the day in the new week in Southwest Wisconsin. Get your slippers on tight. It's aerobic polka time. Yes. you go. The plain hot shots warming it up for you for this weekend. That is the Just Because Polka. 5:25 the time, 5 minutes away from farm news and markets today. The forecast calls for a high of 64, mild and a bit breezy with a mix of clouds and sun today. Winds between 8 and 16 miles per hour later. After a rainy Sunday, here we go. This is Lynn Anderson.
That blues, I'm not gonna sing you no more. Finally got my hands on what I've been looking for. I found me a man who knows how to keep me eating from the palm of his hand. Talk about the sunshine, I got the sunshine man. Say he needs me, loves me. Man, what a man, what a man, what a man the man is. He's always around when I'm down the most, with two loving arms to hold me close. A man, what a man, what a man, what a man the man is.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Kendall's on WRCO FM 100.9. I had a lovely time. Hopefully you had a lovely weekend. They just go way too fast, don't they? We're at 47. That is the overnight low at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitoon at Tim Slack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a small bad weather sale, but a really good auction last week. Large squares topped at $275 a ton, and large rounds topped at $205 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have two online-only auctions running right now, both ending April 17th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your items or property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timslackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitoon. Have a great day.
The La Nina weather pattern is making its way back. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The climatologist says the shift to La Nina weather pattern this summer also shifts where he's watching potential drought. Eric Snodgrass with Nutrient Ag Solutions says after several years of Corn Belt concerns,
you told me to pin down where I think the drought risk could be. My assessment as of early April is going to tell you to watch the southern plains, the mid-south of the Delta region, or the southeast. In other words, the Cotton Belt, not the Corn Belt.
He tells Brownfield Historica data shows La Nina is typically favorable for the Corn Belt.
What that often gives us is a warmer, hotter summer than average, but a stormier summer than average across the Corn Belt. So it's one of those odd years where we're warm and wet, not cool and wet or warm and dry.
Snodgrass says the uncertainty lies in the timing.
The trade winds return to the normal easterly behavior. You're going to start to see some cooler water upwell, which will be another signal that folks will like to latch onto. So how long does it take? Do we get into full La Nina, full force La Nina pattern by summer? Possibly.
Well, he says all indicators show El Nino is over. The president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association says farmers and the fuel industry need the Biden administration to decide now if they will grant another summertime E15 emergency waiver.
We're getting to crunch time.
Jeff Cooper tells Brownfield waiting too long to issue the waiver impacts consumers and the entire supply chain.
If we don't have an answer, retailers and marketers and blenders, the entire supply chain is going to move ahead with the operating assumption that E15 will not be allowed this summer. So if the administration has plans otherwise, we need to hear that pretty soon.
Cooper says on May 1st, every terminal that blends gasoline with ethanol needs to be in compliance with summer-grade gasoline specifications. And not knowing if there will be an E15 waiver forces the supply chain to plan as if there will be no E15 blending waiver. He's hoping the administration lets everyone know very soon what the plan is for the coming summer. It's been more than a month since the Biden administration was expected to release its updated greenhouse gases, regulated emissions, and energy use in transportation, or GREET, model, and some in the ag industry are patiently waiting for details.
They want to get this modeling right.
National Corn Growers Association President Harold Woolley says he's been told working with the U.S. Department of Treasury is complex.
Treasury folks are worried about tax fraud because this GREET model will allow tax incentives to be distributed throughout the supply chains. It's a very complicated situation, and the secretary wants that to be done correctly.
GREET modeling is used to measure transportation emissions for sustainable aviation fuel, and the growing market could use corn ethanol as a feedstock. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to RevX.com. rxfields.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A light week of business for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs ended the week lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was some light direct cash cattle business that took place in the back half of the week. Live deals in the south were at $184, $2 lower than the previous week's business. Dress deals in the north were marked at $295 to $298, mostly $297 to $298, $3 to $5 lower than the prior week's business. At the Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Auction in Kansas, there was a large demand for grass cattle, and steers 500 to 650 pounds were $7 to $9 higher. Heifers 400 to 600 pounds were $6 to $10 higher. Steers over 650 pounds were mostly $4 to $7 lower, and heifers over 600 pounds were $10 lower. The USDA says demand was lighter with moderate to heavy offerings. Medium and large one feeder steers 632 to 640 pounds brought $307.50 to $325. Feeder steers 857 to 885 pounds brought $224 to $238. Medium and large on feeder heifer 604 to 622 pounds brought $251 to $267.50. Box beef ended the day mixed with fairly light demand for solid offerings. Choice up 2 cents at $297.17. Select closed 135 lower at $294.70. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, up 17,000 on the week and up nearly 13,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Processors weren't too aggressive in their procurement efforts to move needed numbers. Business had been slow to develop throughout the week. Demand has been relatively strong on the global market and domestically. That's been providing some price support. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs along with hog weights and that inconsistent movement in pork values. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 53 cents lower with a weighted average of 86.70. The Iowa Minnesota was down 69 cents with a weighted average of 87.91, and the Western Corn Belt down 56 cents with a weighted average of 87.53. Pork values closed lower, down 40 cents at 97.75. An estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, up 43,000 on the week and up nearly 53,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, pressured by the week's lower direct business. And lean hog futures were mostly higher on spread trade and demand expectations. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News. The right trait technology on the right acre matters when it comes to crop performance. In this CAB conversation, Wisconsin farmer William Hoffman says the above and below ground insect protection is why he's planting DeKalb VT4 Pro trait technology following soybeans.
In the last couple of years, seen some pressure and thought I needed to try something different, and the rootworm technology seemed to work considerably better.
He says there's a reason he chooses new products like DeKalb VT4 Pro for his farm.
I'm really buying two things. I'm buying hybrid, you know, that I believe is high yielding and has a lot of potential. And I'm buying the trait package as an insurance policy to make sure that I can utilize, you know, all of the potential that hybrid has.
To learn more, visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Beer Group, all rights reserved.
Direct cattle business Friday was at 184 live. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were mixed on bull spreading with May up 5 at 11.85 and July 4.5 higher at 11.96 and 3 quarters. Corn was mixed on spread trade and profit taking with May down 1 at 4.34 and a quarter and July 3 quarters lower at 4.46 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle fell sharply, partially because of the week's direct business. June live was down 3.80 at 172.05. August was 3.35 lower at 169.97. May feeders were down 5.70 at 238.17. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and pork demand expectations. June lean was up $2.90 at $107.90. July was $2.10 higher at $109.35. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Two agribusiness companies strategically partner to advance adoption of conservation practices. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Taranis is a company that does crop intelligence using AI. StewardLink assists farmers in participating in government-sponsored conservation programs. The two are now working together to boost that participation. Nick Thomas is a former USDA employee and now founder and president of StewardLink in Winona, Mississippi.
People have a little bit of, hesitation in dealing with the government in general. They're worried that USDA is going to somehow have control over their land, or, you know, if I take this money from this conservation program, they'll end up wanting it back later, or they're going to get into my business, and I just don't want to deal with that.
Thompson says StewardLink helps farmers navigate the conservation program process.
Understanding what a farmer does is so important, what he wants to do, what his goals for his operation are from a conservation standpoint. You know, that's half of it. The other half is understanding how USDA operates in that state and what's available in that state. And just making all that match up to maximize the potential for that farmer is the key.
Thomas says just as farmers get accounting help for their taxes, StewardLink provides the same type of expertise with respect to conservation programs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
A market advisor says Friday's near-month gains in the Class 3 futures market might not be something for farmers to get excited about. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Katie Burgess from EverAg tells Brownfield the mixture of some new cheese export news and more activity on the spot market might have prompted Friday's 40 to 53 cent jumps in Class 3 prices.
Part of today's jump could just be that we have lost a lot of ground over the past few weeks, so it could be a bit of a recalibration there.
Burgess says the thing to remember is even with the Friday price increase, the Class 3 prices are still not very strong.
Definitely is better to see better numbers, but I don't know that the story has fundamentally changed. We're still within the trading range where we've been for quite a while now. We just moved from the low end of the trading range to like the middle of the trading range.
And she says every new day on the market can still make prices go up or down, so it's impossible to know if these gains will last. Milk futures and the cash dairy markets were mostly higher Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. The next 3 months saw the highest gains. April Class 3 milk was up 9 cents at $15.57. May went up 50 cents to $16.41. June up 53 at $17.04. July rose 40 cents to $17.61. August through February contracts range from unchanged in December, January, and February to 16 cents higher in August. Friday's Class 3 trade volume was slightly lower, just over 1,840 contracts. Dry weight was unchanged at 39 cents. No sales there. 40-pound blocks of cheese up 7.5 cents to 151.5 with 8 sales. Barrels were up 8 cents to 153, 13 sales there. Butter gained a penny to 294 with 5 sales. Non-fat dry milk down 1.25 to 113.25, 6 sales there. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Thursday, April 11th, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a sale on all steel products. Right now, the MS-170 and the 162 chainsaw are $179.99, and the FS-A57 trimmer is $149.99. And on that day only, all chainsaws and trimmers are 5% off and 10% off on all steel accessories. And one more great deal is bring in your chainsaw chains and we will sharpen them for only $1 each. That's right, $1. And new chains are still buy one and get the next one half off. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get your steel products. And as always, thank you and we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today, a high of 64, mild, a bit breezy, and a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, just a slight chance of a shower, and a low of 40. Right now in Richland Center, it is 47 degrees.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
12 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock here at WRCO Studios in Richland Center. This is the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Here's Wanda Jackson.
The sunlight turns to shadows that fall across my windowsill and grow longer and longer as the sun vacates the sky. The wind-blown rustling leaves are racing down my driveway as I visualize you standing on the hill waving goodbye. 'Cause everything's leaving, everything's since you left me, it seems that nothing wants to stay around. I think that I should take the hint and get on out of this town. 'Cause everything's leaving, everything's leaving. My teardrops are running wild and dripping off my shoe tops and disappearing quickly in the rug upon the floor. Old memories apply expanding pressures to my thinking. Memories of a love that may be gone forevermore. 'Cause everything's leaving, everything's leaving. Since you left me, it seems that nothing wants to stay around. I think that I should take the hint and get on out of this town. 'Cause everything's leaving, everything's leaving.
On WRCO Radio and A Rainbow in the Rain. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, will have its monthly meeting coming up Tuesday night at 7 at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center. Comradeship starts at 6:30. All VFW members and new prospective members are encouraged to attend. And a Blackhawk DAR ceremony to honor the high school senior good citizens will be held Wednesday at 1 at the Bayard DeHart Post 13 American Legion Building in Richland Center.
At the past Wednesday sale at the Mantis Farms Auction Market in Viola, slaughter cows and bulls were very active. Calves weren't tested due to the snow-affected light sale. Slaughter cows ranged from 110 to 129 on lower than normal yielding cows. Bulls 135 to 151. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, April 19th. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola provides you with over 95 years of marketing experience, getting you the top dollar for your livestock. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim to get your cattle consigned for our next sales.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at some pretty decent spring weather here the next couple of days. Not overly warm, but when the sun is out, it should feel pretty nice, especially because it won't be as windy as it has been the past couple of days. High pressure will settle right across the region. As that high departs by Sunday, the next low pressure area coming out of the Central Plains will track our way. Should spread some rain in here by Sunday morning, continuing on and off into Sunday night. Looks like we could be dealing with at least a third of an inch or so around here, and some gusty winds as well for Sunday. Monday will be a few degrees warmer and just some leftover spotty showers, and even milder air coming in for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Looks like the moisture should finally move away by late Tuesday, with dry conditions coming up on Wednesday. Well, here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, not as breezy, high temperature close to 50, north and northeast wind up to 10. Clear and cool tonight, low at 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, high at 54, east-southeast wind close to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, increasing clouds and breezy, low at 34. And Sunday looks cloudy and breezy with rain likely by mid-morning, high temperature in the upper 40s. The wind out of the east-southeast at 15 to 25. Monday mostly cloudy and warmer with just a 40% chance of spotty light showers, low 39, high 58. Tuesday breaks of sun and comfortable with a slight chance of a light shower, low at 40 with a high of 60. Wednesday partly sunny and mild with lows around 37, high up to 62. Thursday another nice spring day with a mix of sun and clouds, low 37 with a high of 62. So again today partly cloudy with high temperatures close to 50. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 46 with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 48. We received 16/100ths of an inch of rain. The record high for April 8th, 77 in 1971. Record low, 6 in 1972. Last year's high was 66 and the low, 35. Sunset will happen at 7:36 this evening. Sunrise time for this morning will be right around the 6:30 mark. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer is just up a bit from earlier at 29.69. And right now, cloudy conditions, and we're at the overnight low of 46.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Join us for the 2024 Baseball Team Annual Cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th. Running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-89.